What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Raza here for AwesomeO.com, and we are back with the breakfast menu served up by BetMGM, where you can turn big plays into paydays. And if you're a new BetMGM user, all you have to do is deposit at least $10 into BetMGM using the link in the description of this video, and you will get 3 free months of AwesomeO Plus Platinum. That gives you access to everything we have in daily fantasy, season-long fantasy football, and betting, plus you start with a risk-free bet of up to $1,000 upon deposit. Terms and conditions do apply. Hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell, because tonight we're talking Monday Night Football, Colts and Ravens.
Good game. Interesting game. I mean, Baltimore has found ways to win some of these, but I'm actually very excited. We got Baltimore sitting 7-point favorite at home, 46-point total. I'm not going to lie, I'm coming off a pretty good betting weekend, so I'm going to try to keep this momentum going from the college and NFL streets. I'm going to get things started with a prop that probably no one in the world is interested in, but I don't really care because all I care about is cashing the ticket. Carson Wentz, he's been a polarizing subject all year. I'm going to the ground game, the noted Carson Wentz ground game. 9.5 rushing yards, minus 115. I am going over. This is a situation, again, I think when teams actually are in tougher spots, sometimes it helps the quarterbacks because A, they're more prone. They have to run at times. You know, they're willing to run. They need these first downs. And B, Carson Wentz is not a flat zero in the running game. He's the type of guy, he's certainly not going to be on the minds. It's not a Jalen Hurts situation or a Lamar situation, but he can rush. He's had 4, 5, 0, and 5 attempts. So I am chalking him up to a handful of attempts each and every game. And in these games, his long run, 8, 14, obviously when he had 0 carries, he had 0 and 10. So basically he's getting there on an individual scramble more often than not. And I look at a game like this, I see it playing out very similar. A couple broken plays, 1 first down where no one is paying attention to him. That is all I need. So I'm not going to be worrying about kneel downs late in the game because I think the Ravens are going to win. I think that Wentz will do enough. Give me 3, 4, 5 carries, and I will cash this prop over 9.5 rushing yards.
You know, I am happy that you said you think that the Ravens win this game, because I would like to put 1 strip of bacon on the Baltimore Ravens -7 in this spot. PFF has the Colts 21st on offense, 16th on defense. They have the Ravens 13th on offense, 12th on defense. Now, that seems relatively close. Obviously, a lean to the Ravens, plus this game is in Baltimore. Football Outsiders, on the other hand, has the Ravens 4th in football, with the Colts ranking 23rd. I tend to lean a little bit closer towards the Football Outsider side. I don't think that these teams are all that close to each other. But when push comes to shove, what I care about most is the QB matchup. And I think the gap between Lamar and Wentz is pretty sizable. The PFF power rankings have Lamar worth 6 points to a line. They have Wentz worth 1.5. That's a 4.5 point gap between these two guys. I think that is pretty, pretty big. I'm kind of worried about a backdoor cover here. That's the only thing that's really scaring me at 7. But if I'm taking anything in this game, I want to take the Ravens -7. I think it's the best bet I can find.
No problem with it. Like I said, I do like the Ravens. And I'm going to be talking on this very channel, our live betting show, breaking down this game in full. I think I might look to something like Ravens first half, Ravens game. It's around -115, -120. I feel pretty good that they're leading at half. And if they do that, I think they do close the door. But my final bet here, I'm going to the prop market again, but I'm going to the other side. You know, the Ravens are a difficult offense to break down. They're a little unique. But one guy who's been lost so far is Mark Andrews. He hasn't been terrible by any stretch, but I think tonight he has a pretty effective game. His passing prop, over 4.5 receptions. If you go over, you're getting +125. So he is a dog to do this. To me, it's a situation that the Colts, notoriously, they kind of shell up. They really prevent the deep ball. I think that hurts Hollywood Brown a lot more than someone like Andrews. He should be able to work underneath. And then when we look at the volume, I actually thought it was better than I anticipated. I expected not a ton. He's had 5 catches in 3 straight games. He had 8 targets in the last game, 7 targets in week 3. So it's not like the volume has been an issue and we need an uptick. We need him to maintain what he's been doing. I look at the Colts defense. Honestly, they didn't stand out in any way. I don't think they're terrible, but they're certainly not elite. They're middle of the road in passing defense. They're middle in the road against tight ends. But I think Lamar will utilize him more often tonight. I think he could be upwards fringing on maybe 10-ish targets. If he gets there, and he's, I think he converts easily more than half. So at plus money, I'm going to lay a strip of bacon on that and hope that I can cash a slight dog ticket.
Feeling pretty good here. I think we're on the same page for this game. Yeah, it's feeling good. I think we're prime for a full sweep. Make sure you're checking it out. Make sure you're tailing these bets, guys, because this is a spot where you want to be with us. Thank you for joining us on the Breakfast Menu, served up by BetMGM. Join us tomorrow for Survivor.